forgives us and God gives us grace to overcome them, we learn from mistakes. But I want to tell you, young people, it's a lot easier and a lot less painful to learn from somebody else's mistakes than it is to learn from your own mistakes. Your own mistakes, it's painful to learn from them. You go through life reaping the consequences. You may not go to hell for your mistake, but you're going to reap it. You're going to live with it. You go out and you got in the wrong crowd to run with. Like a lot of these young people in jail today, got out into some gang that led them into committing a crime and went out here and got in an automobile wreck. Somebody driving drunk or on narcotics. You get in a wreck, you break your body all up. You know, God can forgive you, but Lord, what a mess you're going to have to live in and reap that the rest of your days. That's a terrible price to pay. We're living in a world today that we look around, and I like this great proverb here in the 19th chapter. Proverbs 19, and that book is a book of wisdom. There's many more such verses in this great book of wisdom. Proverbs 19 and verse 27. Listen to this carefully. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Cease, my son. Young person, quit listening to somebody that causes you to make mistakes and turn your ears away from the way of knowledge, the knowledge of God's word. Quit listening to that wrong advice. Quit listening to them counselors that's giving you information that is absolutely wrong. We're living in a generation where there's a spirit that's causing people to err. In 1 John 4:16, the Bible said, "Hereby know we the spirit of truth from the spirit of error," or the spirit of mistakes. You can have an old spirit on you that will cause you to make mistakes all the time because you don't resist the devil. And that old spirit that will create blunders in you, it'll cause you to stumble around when you ought to be walking tall and straight and in a path where there is no stumbling blocks, where you're not full of mistakes. God have mercy. We look at people blunder through life, stumbling from one defeat to another, stumbling from one heartache to another, stumbling from one old crisis to another. They never seem to straighten up and listen to God's counsel. And it can be found. Isaiah 35 and 8 said, "There's a highway and a way, and it's called the way of holiness. And the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein." Let me tell you, a fool don't have to err and get out here and make mistakes that are caused by the dissipation of your five senses, getting out here, letting your flesh get involved in all kind of things that are sinful and degrading and debauching to you. My Lord, have mercy. God's grace will lift you up above them. He'll lift you up so high that you won't even want to be involved in those things. What's the cause of these things? I want to get to that. I don't want to get here and run out of time with all the scriptures here on mistakes in the Bible. Isaiah, the 3rd chapter, gives us a cause that error is so prone among Christians. Here it is, Isaiah 3 and 12. "As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the ways of thy path." Women and children ruling over a society, a home, or a church will cause God's people to make mistakes that are heartbreaking and heartrending, that will bring them to defeat. All right, there's another great scripture there in that same wonderful old book of Isaiah. And Isaiah is a great book. Jesus quoted from it more than any other book in the Bible when he was here on earth. Isaiah 9:16, the cause that God's people are so full of mistakes today. Here it is. "For the leaders of this people cause them to err." The leaders of the people, the preachers, the popular preachers it is, cause them to err. "And they that are led of them are destroyed." Why are Christians so full of mistakes that they can't correct, that they're heartbroken over, they're defeated over them, their bodies are broken under them? It's because the preachers are leading them wrong. the leaders of this people cause them to err or make mistakes, and they that follow them are destroyed. God have mercy on us. We need to wake up and realize there's a spirit of error in the land, and we've got to avoid it like the rattlesnakes and the smallpox. All right, in Isaiah, the 28th chapter is another going on the causes of so many error-prone Christians. Isaiah 28 and 7. They've also erred through wine and through strong drink. They're out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They're swallowed up of wine. They're out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. And that's talking about preachers. God have mercy. It's nothing to hear preachers talking about today. There's nothing wrong with drinking a beer, drinking a cocktail, taking a nip and a sip and a dip and painting their lip and everything else. I wouldn't listen to one of them birds no longer in Grant State or around Richmond. God have mercy sakes in this world. Telling you everything but what the Bible says is true. All right, there's another great prophet spoke out against this terrible apostasy. This here being, well, just this preaching, telling Christians they just got to make mistakes. There's nothing you can do about it, beloved. My Lord, if the grace of God is that weak, it can't keep you out of hell if it can't keep you from being a blunderbuss the rest of your life. If you do it, you're gonna reap it. Jeremiah 23 and verse 13. Jeremiah 23, 13. I've seen the folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal. They caused my people to err. The preachers caused my people to err. Most preachers in America today lead God's people astray. They don't lead them to victory. Verse 21, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. Most preachers in America is not called to preach. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they'd stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, that they should turn from their evil way and from the evil of their doings, see, they would have had success in turning God's people if they'd have preached the whole counsel of God. God said these prophets are the reason my people are making these terrible mistakes that they have to reap them and their families. All right, another great prophet, the prophet Hosea. Hosea 4 and verse 11 and 12. Whoredom and wine and the new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them. For the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they've gone a-whoring from under their God. The church of old went a-whoring from God because of the counsel of their prophets. The preachers did not give them the right direction, and they made mistakes that caused them to stumble out of the path of God, the path of holiness. Another blessed old prophet. He's a wonderful old prophet. Praise God. In Micah, the third chapter, the prophet Micah, the third chapter, verse 5, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err. See, they make God's people to make boneheaded mistakes that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he putteth not into their mouths. God didn't put that message in their mouths. And they're causing God's people to err every way they turn. There's another prophet too. And we're going to the New Testament. The prophet Amos. In Amos 2 and verse 4. Oh, this is wonderful. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah, and for four I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they've despised the law of the Lord. They've not kept his commandments. And their lies have caused my people to err after the which their fathers have walked. See, the prophets, through lying to God's people, have caused God's people to stumble around and make mistakes that have defeated them and are destroying them. And it's that way in the Church of America today. God have mercy, you got to go far and wide to hear some preacher preaching the whole truth and nothing but the truth. All right? The New Testament, especially Jesus, I want to give you his words especially. He's an authority on why God's people err.